Selection Sunday is still about a week and a half away, but the madness of March is already starting to show. Both Clemson and Virginia are currently projected as NCAA tournament teams, but those statuses are shaky at best, among the last four teams into the field of 68. Today is a chance for either the Tigers or Cavaliers to make a statement and potentially lock up their spot with a win. The second round of the Ally ACC Women's Basketball Tournament gets underway from Greater Atlanta as the number 9 seed Clemson Tigers meet up with the number 8 seed Virginia Cavaliers. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Gas South Arena in Duluth, Georgia. I'm Dave Pulaski. Clemson as the road team will be wearing the orange jerseys and orange shorts trimmed in purple. They have white numbers and letters on the front and the back trimmed in purple. Virginia with the home white uniforms, they are trimmed in navy blue and orange, navy blue numerals and letters on the front of the jersey as well as the back, and they have an orange outline on the navy blue numbers and letters. Ball's in the air, and the second round of the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament is underway, and Virginia controls the opening tip-off. They're going from right to left across your radio display. Johnson not only among the ACC scoring leaders at 19.3 points per game, but also assists at 6 per contest. Second one is off the heel of the rim, but an offensive rebound for Virginia, so the 87% free throw shooter goes 0-for at the line, but the Cavaliers get another bite of the apple. Johnson around a screen, now launches a three, and hits. Kamara Johnson breaks the ice for Virginia. It's 3-0 Cavaliers, a minute and a half into the ballgame. Making the three is Raven Thompson. Now Thompson gets into the paint, tries to back it out. Pass deflected, goes right back into the hands of Thompson. Gets underneath the paint. Shot swatted away by Samaya Smith. A volleyball block there from UVA. Now with the ball on the right wing is Demira Hines. Picks it out. Jumper from the baseline. Up and good. Knocking it down was Taylor Johnson-Matthews, and Clemson's on the board. It's now 3-2, nearly 3 minutes in. Levy into the paint. Takes a little left-handed fadeaway, short off the front iron, and the rebound kicked into the hands of Raven Thompson. Back the other way come the Tigers. More in transition. Now to the left wing. Three up and good. Knocking it down is Rachel Rose. 32% from beyond the arc. Hits it from the left wing in front of the Virginia bench, and Clemson has its first lead, 5-3. More at the line for two. 67% for the season. First one gets the friendly rolling in. Clemson now in front 6-3. Tigers as a team shooting just 67% from the charity stripe this year. That is next to last in the ACC. And Moore splashes the second free throw to make it 7-3. Tigers have his first free throw up and good. Virginia is 71.6% from the line this season. Right around the middle of the pack in the ACC. Second foul shot for Levy. Up at the net on that one. It's now 7-5. Into the corner for Raven Thompson. Baseline drive gets cut off by the Virginia defense. And then taking the three and knocking it down from the outside is Clemson. They now lead 10-5. As canning that one in front of the Virginia bench is Hannah Cohn. Now Levy. She's going to try and answer from the corner. And does. Romy Levy. Able to knock it down from the corner. That left-handed sweep stroke three. It's now 10-8. Clemson with 20 wins on the season, posting their resume even on their game notes to try and make their case to get into the field of 68. Virginia, meanwhile, at 19-10 this year, trying to record 20 wins for the first time in nearly a decade. First free throw, string music from Caitlin Weimer, 73% foul shooter for the season. And one more coming, appearing in her 30th game of the year. And hits that one to make it a 10-10 ball game. Anna Cohn playing in her 31st game this year. She's made 12 starts from Oviedo, Florida, averaging just under 5 points per game. One of the better free throw shooters percentage-wise on this Tiger team. At 79%, but just 11 of 14 at the line for two here. And that one clanks off the heel of the rim. She'll have another one coming. Still a 10-10 ball game. Defense has taken priority here in this matchup. Second foul shot rattles in. Now Cohn, crossover dribble. Good bounce pass inside. They tried the extra pass, nearly thrown away. Now back into the corner. Three up from the corner and good. Knocking it down is Demira Hines, the Douglasville, Georgia native. That gets a nice round of applause from the friends and family in attendance. And the Tigers take a 14-10 lead. Now on the right wing. Driving to the free throw line, kicking it out. Three up, trying to answer is Brianna Hurd. Can't get it to go, but the stick back is good for the Hoos. Now 14-12 as Tabitha Amanzi gets the stick back. Clemson shooting just 31% from the field in this opening quarter. Virginia at 23%. And now Rachel Rose, 75% free throw shooter, is at the line for two. Senior guard out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. First free throw up and good off the back of the rim and in. Tigers now with a three-point advantage, 15 to 12. One more for the senior. That one rattles around and out, no good. And the rebound ripped down by Samaya Smith. Into the front court, Kamora Johnson. Now into the corner for Brianna Hurd. Hurd to the free throw line, tries to Euro step, floater up, rattles around and falls through. That ball touched every part of the iron and then made its way through the twine. 15-14, down to 12 seconds on the game clock. Rose leaves with Raven Thompson. Back to Rose, into the corner. Green launched off the front of the rim by Cohn. Thompson pulls down the offensive rebound. Down to 3 seconds in the quarter. 2 seconds, shot up, rattles around, no good. And that will do it for the opening 10 minutes of play here in Greater Atlanta. A back-and-forth defensive battle, although the offense has picked up a little bit in recent moments. Right now, Clemson with a 15-14 lead over Virginia in the second round of this ACC Women's Basketball Tournament. Cavaliers won the head-to-head matchup with Clemson during the regular season on New Year's Day, 73-63 in Charlottesville. Now the Tigers are going to try and deliver a little bit of payback in the postseason. We begin the second quarter with Clemson ball. Launching a three from the left wing is Augusta Neda. She misses wide right on an air ball. And now back the other way in transition, Kamora Johnson. That's an air banker that hits the glass and no rim. Shot clock doesn't reset. Paris Clark now slices away into the paint. Goes up to the right-hand layup and scores. Now Augusta Neda to the top of the circle. Kicks it over for Raven Thompson. Fakes the three. Gets her defender up in the air. Now working it over to Hannah Cohn. Into the corner. Three up. Augusta Neda and hits. Clemson back in front. 18-16. Now Johnson on the left wing. Around a Samaya Smith screen. Now back out for Smith. She'll take the left elbow jumper and knocks it down. Pure stroke from Samaya Smith, the redshirt junior out of Texarkana, Texas. Harris Clark with speed. Now hands it on for Johnson. Kamora Johnson with a scoop pass back for Clark. She'll want to three and got it. Cavaliers take a 21-18 lead just over 2 minutes into the second quarter. Monzi takes a deep breath. First free throw rattles out. No good. Tabitha's a 73% foul shooter. Playing in her 30th game of the year. Second foul shot is good. And the Hoos are out four now, 22-18. It's their largest lead of the ballgame. Now driving into the paint. Raven Thompson gets cut off. Fires a pass into the corner. Now faking the three. Driving in. Dishing back out is Lee. Over to Rose. Rose inside for Lee. The right block is able to bank it home. Now Kamora Johnson around the screen. Bounce pass inside. Good feed. And Tabitha Amonzi finishes with the left hand. Cavaliers retake the lead, 24-23. 4:24 to go in the half. Now Rose will slow it up. Directing traffic as Augusta Neda goes all the way from one side of the court to the other. Now Augusta Neda from the right corner takes the three and got it. Second three-pointer of the first half for Rusna Augusta Neda. And the Tigers are back in front, 26-24. Around the screen, little pick and pop. Lee into the paint. The defenders left her. She didn't realize it. Now works it for Raven Thompson. Thompson knifes her way into the paint. Fakes left, turns back right, sets up Lee for the baseline jumper, and knocks it down from 15 feet. How about Morgan Lee with four first-half points? And the Tigers up 28-24, 1:48 to go in the half. Now Paris Clark dribbles between the legs. Now slices, goes up with the left-hand layup, blow by and scores. Great move by Paris Clark, the senior out of the Bronx. And Clemson will have the ball with 2.7 seconds to go in the half, up 28-26. Clemson's going to go the length of the floor. Inbound pass to Augusta Neda, gets up to half court. She'll launch it at the buzzer, off the back of the rim. Almost got it to go from 47 feet. Instead, the Tigers will have to settle for a two-point lead at halftime. 28-26. The number 9 seed Clemson leading the number 8 seed Virginia. Filled in pretty nicely along the sidelines for this first matchup of the day. Lots of orange and purple dotting the stands, especially behind the Clemson bench. A smattering of navy and orange for Virginia Cavaliers supporters, but of course, part of the beauty of this ACC tournament is having all the teams being represented, seeing NC State fans and Louisville fans and Notre Dame green
out there amongst the crowd. Now driving right alley, going up for the banker and scoring is Rachel Rose, powering her way up through contact to make it a 30-26 Clemson lead. Largest lead of the game was 5 for the Tigers. That was 10-5 early in the contest. Now back to the basket is Hines. Hands it over for Moore. She'll take a long NBA range 3 and knocks it down. Moore hampered by foul trouble in the first half, but not makes it a 7-point Clemson lead and a timeout called by Virginia just 90 seconds into the second half. Tigers have been connecting on the three ball, 7 of 16 from beyond the arc so far today. Tigers entering play today ranked 5th in the ACC in three-point shooting at 34% for the year. Currently outpacing that and trying to set up a matchup with Duke on quarterfinal Friday. Inbound pass from the baseline. Now inside and working her way free and banking it up and in is Caitlin Wyman. Rachel Rhodes speeding into the front court. Thought about attacking and a clean steal. Coming back the other way is Paris Clark. Clark wants to go all the way. Gets the layup to go and draws a foul. Paris Clark with the pick 6 and the and one. Paris Clark, senior guard from the Bronx, spins the ball into her right hand, takes the shot. It's off the heel of the rim. And an offensive rebound by Samaya Smith. Now driving, pull-up jumper. And getting the friendly roll is Kamora Johnson. Just her second field goal of the ball game. She has 5 points, and that was a 4-point trip for the Hoos. It's now 33-32. Virginia with the ball again, and another chance to take the lead. Kamora Johnson. Johnson spins into the paint. Off balance, banker up and good. She was nearly parallel to the ground as she was able to kiss it off the window. And Virginia takes a 34-33 lead. And here comes Virginia. Johnson pushing the pace. Now gets it over to Gabby White. White into the paint. Through contact. Able to bank it up and in with the left hand. And the Cavaliers now up 3. 36-33. An 8-0 run for the Hoos over the last 3 minutes. Harriman backs it out. Hannah Cohn knifes her way into the paint. Scoop pass to Moore. Moore up and under move. Goes up to the floater and scores. That was sweet for Moore. It's now 36-35. Virginia in front. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. And that's going to bring us to a stoppage in play with 3:27 remaining in the third quarter. The 8-9 game is living up to the billing here to start this second round. Right now, Virginia up 36-35 on Clemson.
When Amaka Ogunquah-Hamilton took over this Virginia program 4 years ago, she inherited a squad that went 5-22 the previous season. Since then, steady improvement. 15 wins in her first year, then 16, then 17. They're now trying to get to 20 wins for the first time in nearly a decade.
Clemson ball out of the timeout. Inbound pass to Taylor Johnson-Matthews. Works it around the perimeter. Now driving baseline. Going up for the banker and scoring is Moore. Strong take. And Clemson back in front. 37-36. White, her first trip to the charity stripe today. Just 50% from the foul line. Left-handed shooter. First one up. And off the back of the rim. Cavaliers struggling at the line tonight. They are just 5 of 10. They still have another one coming. Like we said, Virginia at 71.6% for the season. Middle of the pack in the ACC. Second free throw rolls in. And we're tied up at 37. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Rose will get the inbound in, and it's stolen away by Gabby White. Back the other way. Kamora Johnson with speed. Goes up and lays it in with the right hand. Cavaliers retake the lead. It's 39-37. Rachel Rose looking. And now gets it out to Hannah Cohn. She'll launch a long three and knocks it down from 30 feet with the shot clock running out. My goodness. 40-39, Clemson on top. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Now Hannah Cohn, who just knocked down that 30-footer a moment ago. Crossover dribble, knifing her way to the right elbow. Now backs it out. Three up and good. Taylor Johnson-Matthews. Down to the final 8 seconds of the quarter. Clemson up 43-39. Kamora Johnson down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Johnson going to have to put it up. Doesn't know. Now she heaves it at the buzzer. Might have come after the horn anyway. And that's going to bring us to the end of the third quarter with Clemson knocking down back-to-back triples. They have a 4-point lead heading to the final 10 minutes of play. Clemson now 9 of 19 from 3-point range in the ballgame. You think that's pretty good? Well, how about this? The Tigers made 21 3-pointers in a game earlier this year against Chicago State. Moore weaves with Taylor Johnson-Matthews, and now Moore gets it back. Moore to the ACC logo. Stops. Lobs it inside. Banker up and good with the left hand. Good footwork by Demira Hines as she spins to the basket. Tigers up 6, 45-39. Now back for Smith. Over to Romy Levy. Levy to the free throw line. Now to Clark. Clark knifes her way into the paint. Goes up and under and scores. Nice move by Paris Clark, the first UVA player in double figures today. She has 11. Now Johnson Matthews. On for Moore at the top of the circle. Moore accelerates right side of the paint. Lays it up and scores with a floater. Little blow-by move from Mia Moore. She has 11. Levy gets to the ACC logo. And the ball is stripped away by Clemson, and they have a steal. Here comes Rachel Rose in the front court. Sean Poppy pointing her to a spot. Now Moore for three. Got it! Timeout Virginia. As Mia Moore is getting unhinged. Now 14 points. She has scored the last five. And the Tigers enjoy their largest lead of the ball game, 50-41, with 8:12 remaining. Mia Moore from nearby Alpharetta, putting a show on for the hometown crowd in this fourth quarter. Five straight points. She has 14 for the ball game to take over the game high. And right now, Clemson enjoying a 50-41 lead over Virginia, having the eight seed on the ropes in this second round. It's Who's Ball going from left to right across your radio display in the home white uniforms trimmed in navy and orange. Gabby White into the front court for the Cavaliers. Now knifing away into the paint. Goes up for the banker and scores from the low left block. Strong take to the goal by Gabby White. It's now 50-43. Mara Hines, her first trip to the foul line today, just 48% for the season. Sizes up the basket and got us on the first one. She'll have one more. Hines looks down at the basketball. Second free throw rattles off, no good. And Samaya Smith, the rebound for Virginia. Samaya Smith, now over for Kamora Johnson. Now back to Smith. Smith driving left alley, can't get the banker to go. Offensive rebound and the stick back by Paris Clark. Clark is just 5'8", getting in among the trees for the offensive rebound. Rachel Rose with 6 points today, averaging just a touch under 9 for the season. Now playing for her third college team. Started out at South Carolina Upstate. And played 3 years at Wofford, and now in her first year at Clemson, she sinks the first foul shot. Second one up. And good. And now one more for the 75% free throw shooter.
Ready? One left. One.
Takes a deep breath as she receives the basketball. And the third one. Rolls around and out, no good. Tigers up 53-45 with 6:15 to go. Tigers haven't scored a field goal in the last 2.5 minutes, but they've been expanding their lead at the foul line. First one up. And good. From Taylor Johnson Matthews, her first trip to the line today. Now has 9 points. 74% foul shooter. And the senior from Cleveland, Ohio, hits the second to put the Tigers up 10, 55-45. And that's their largest lead of the game. Four. Bounce pass for Hines. Hines now spins to front the basket. Now gets it over to Moore. Moore drives in. Baseline. Nobody's there defensively. And she lays it up and in with the right hand. 57-45. And Mia Moore has 16 points. Laura Johnson. The Paris Clark. Stops at the baseline. Dishes back out. Johnson for three. And hits. Big three-pointer from Kamora Johnson to give the Cavaliers a pulse with 3.5 minutes left. 57-48. Mia Moore at the foul line for two. As Virginia's over the limit. First one. Rattles around and out. No good. Clemson 9 of 14 at the free throw line today. Second one, string music. Mia Moore, who missed nearly the entire first half with two personal fouls, now up to 17 points. She'll receive the inbound pass. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Now Moore accelerates, drives in, floater up and good in between two defenders. Wow. Mia Moore with 19 points, and Clemson's up 12, 60-48. Now a near steal at midcourt, and it is taken away by Kamora Johnson. Here come the Hoos into the front court. Up ahead to Paris Clark, drives baseline. Now knifes her way into the paint, goes up for the banker, and scores from the right side of the basket. First foul shot up and no good from Cone, who is 79% for the year. and just one of three this afternoon. Right-hander's second shot is good. And Clemson up 61-50 with 1:34 left. 12 on the shot clock. Mia Moore, bounce pass for Raven Thompson. Good bounce pass to a cutting Damira Hines, who lays it up and in. And that is the hammer. 63-50, Clemson in front with 50 seconds to go. Clemson's going to have a date with Duke coming up tomorrow as they'll try and make it two in a row over the Blue Devils after handing Duke their first ACC regular season loss a couple of weeks ago. Clemson fans who made the 100-mile trip to Greater Atlanta will get to stick around for at least another day. Down to the final 7 seconds. Those in purple and orange are on their feet as Clemson earns a 63-50 win over Virginia to move on to the quarterfinals for the first time since 2021. Tigers get to 21 wins for the first time in 25 years. They're now 21-10 on the season, and they may have just locked up a spot in the NCAA tournament when Selection Sunday rolls around. Cavaliers are going to have to sweat out that tournament selection process. They're one and done in this ACC tournament, and they are now 19-11 on the season.